The meat and potatoes of cart abandonment email sequences. Selling online? Einstein's regular readers will remember our post, 7 out of 10 people abandon their digital shopping carts. Let's make that change. Since we published that guide, I've received tons of messages about promised follow-up cart abandoned email sequences. Well, guys, today is your lucky day. If you're selling online, thinking about getting stuck into e-commerce or dropshipping, or simply have an email sequence that isn't converting, stick around. This article is chock-a-block with info that you can't afford to miss. Let's start with a painful fact. Approximately 70% of people who load up their digital shopping cart abandon it before making the purchase. That leaves you with just 3 of 10 customers. I'm hoping that a lot of you reduced that figure already using the guide I mentioned a minute ago. Even those with the sleekest, frictionless, and straightforward checkout process will still see high levels of cart abandonment. So, what can we do about the people who get away? Well, 2 things. One, the first, and something that I don't want to cover too much in depth in this article, is Facebook retargeting ads. By placing a Facebook pixel on your site, you can retarget every visitor on your store. In other words, anybody who enters your website will see an advert for the products or brand on their newsfeed. These convert really well, and you must be running them. I've already published a couple of other guides on retargeting, which you can go to einsteinmarketer.com to read. I'll bring out a new one soon, detailing how to set them up quickly and easily for e-commerce. The second is cart abandonment email sequences, aka the reason we're all here. The expensive common errors. Before we get into all the must-have tips, tricks, and sequences frameworks, I need to dispel a myth. You don't need to discount sell immediately. I really want you to understand that, so read it again. Read it twice if you have to. Go for it a third time. I see this error all the time, and it's so frustrating. So many businesses immediately follow a cart abandonment by offering a discount. It's desperate, skips out techniques that guarantee to draw people back through the buying process, and limits your average customer value. Yes, we want to convert as many people as possible, but ideally, we want them all to buy at full price, right? Offering an immediate discount is lazy. Stop doing it. Another big-time mistake is one-page buying process. Our other cart abandonment post runs through every reason that people abandon their cart and how to handle these objections. The second and third most common reasons are, second, the site wanted me to create an account, reason for 35% of cart abandonments. Third, too long, complicated buying process, 27% of cart abandonments. The buying page should all be on one web page. Most of you will have this already. What a lot of you won't have is a page before this that offers an optional account setup process or guest checkout. This guest checkout area is where we're going to generate our cart abandonment email sequence list. At this stage, we want to ask the customer for 2 things, a name and an email address. This information takes moments to fill out for prospects and allows us to monitor and grow our list. When they fill out these fields and move on to the next page, we must collect this information for our cart abandonment email sequence. Anybody who abandons their cart on the payment page will be automatically tracked now. You can do this automatically with the help of software, plugins, or web apps. Most of them are based on a monthly subscription price, but trust me, it's worth it. $10 to $40 a month isn't a lot. And if you aren't prepared to invest in your business, you should quit now. A few examples of these cart abandonment email captures and autoresponders. CartCart, it's a Shopify app. Abandoned Cart Lite, WooCommerce and WordPress plugin. Granifier, WordPress plugin. Abandonment Protector, Shopify app. When you've got one of these set up, or something similar, you're ready to start boosting your sales with the help of a cart abandoned email sequence. The must-have elements in every email. Yes, we're sending out separate emails, but there are 3 elements that must be included in every communication. This might sound simple, but I've seen clients who fail to include a number of these throughout their sequences. Tick each of these off every email. 1. Killer subject line. It goes without saying that every email should have a tempting message to increase open rates. So, why are loads of you getting lazy after the first email? I don't want to say too much here because we're going to get into subject lines very soon. Number two, photo or video. If a picture tells 1,000 stories, a video tells 1,000,000. You must include a photo or video at every stage of the car abandonment sequence. Doesn't send out emails that are purely text. They might work in email marketing, but not in car abandonment sequences. Number three, call to action. People like buttons. Underlined, blue, hyperlinks are good, and I have to encourage you to add two or three into your communications, but please make sure that you've got a button with a strong call to action. Classic examples include complete my order, finish what I started, return to my items. Let's do this. Take me to my car. Car abandonment email sequence. Tips and tactics. Let's pretend that we've been through every step in this article so far. You've resisted the urge to offer a discount. You've set up your email capture page, installed a plugin, and have a 3-point checklist for every email in your sequence. Your next step, before creating the emails, is to understand the tactical skills that are needed to build out a successful sequence. I'm going to run through four that are absolutely essential. There are more, but these will grab the most conversions. When you're all set up, return to this blog and you should find another article about how to convert an extra 1 to 5%. Number one, subject lines. How many emails have you ignored over the years? How many have you pushed straight into your spam folder or deleted without even opening? If you're anything like me, it's a lot. According to Convince and Convert, 35% of people open their emails based on the subject line alone. As far as the other 65%, if you produce a compelling, unique, and exciting subject line, the majority will follow. Start by adjusting your mentality. Don't look at this email sequence like you're trying to sell something or encourage prospects to spend their hard-earned cash. Use the subject line to remind them that they've forgotten something that's already theirs. And if they don't act now, they're going to lose it. Be direct and try to include some sort of urgency or scarcity. Here's a few of my favorites. Your cart is about to expire. Cart expired. Items might still be available. Did you forget something? Oops, something went wrong. Stock availability low. Your cart is reserved. Your final warning, last chance. There are a number of techniques available at different stages of your sequence. Just remember, the most effective are those that stand out and create intrigue and urgency. Number two, timing. Most guides to email sequences give you the hard and fast boundaries on timings. You need to delete that knowledge. Statistics give us averages. They're useful, but not something worth ditching the future of your business around. When it comes to sequence timing, think about two things. Your target market. Your product's price point. As a general rule of thumb, younger people are quicker to forget about their carts and move on than older people. And cheap items escape their memory a lot quicker than expensive ones. Look at it like this. If you abandon a cart with a t-shirt in it, you'd need to be emailed quickly to remind you to buy. But if you abandon a cart with a high ticket item in it, like a television, you'd probably need a little longer to consider the purchase. Your email sequence should strike when the prospect is still hot and has had enough time to psychologically prepare themselves for purchase. If you're into dropshipping, you probably operate with low ticket items. This means striking fast and hard, typically within 1 hour. If you're into e-commerce with bespoke products or services, you should wait a little longer, 1 to 24 hours. Number three, device optimization. Most people are just like you. They check their email on their phones. When you're creating a draft for your sequence, send it to yourself and check the format, subject line length, image load speed and size, copy length, and CTA buttons on a mobile. The majority of your prospects will open your emails via their mobile device, so make sure it isn't messy, poorly formatted, or unsuitable for mobile. This is a step that you must not forget. Number four, FOMO. I love this word. I don't know whether it's purely the sound when I say it out loud or the effects it has on marketing campaigns. And to be honest, I don't care. FOMO is a must. For anyone who doesn't know, FOMO literally stands for fear of missing out. And when you figure out how to use it effectively, the world is yours. Everyone has a psychological trigger that sets off when they feel like they're about to miss out on something. This is the FOMO effect, and is something that you must learn how to use. We recorded a detailed podcast not too long ago about FOMO and its crazy effects it has. It's called What Your Marketing Campaigns Can Learn from the Northern Lights. If you'd like to learn more about FOMO, check it out. For now, think of supermarkets on Black Friday, of online stores ticking through sale after sale. Think about the psychological rush to grab that last item off the empty shelf. That's FOMO. It can be induced in a number of ways. These include, but are not limited to, item scarcity, when or if you're running low on stock. Offer urgency, when you've created an offer that will expire in the next X number of hours or minutes. Limited edition, when you only run with a product for a limited time, and when it's gone, it's gone. Add one of these tactics to your cart abandonment email sequence, and you'll see significant increase in buyers. Cart abandonment email sequence, the basic framework. As this is the first article about cart abandonment email sequences, we're going to strip our formula down in the most three basic steps. When you've got this in place, you can start to add more email steps and implement more advanced tactics. If you're running with a sequence that isn't converting, I suggest stripping it down to this framework and building from there. These three steps are proven to work. Provided you follow everything in the rest of the article, when you've optimized these emails and got your copy, subject lines, images, CTAs, etc., perfect. You can build two or three more emails into the process. Email number one, the reminder, urgency email, typically 0 to 24 hours after cart abandon, depending on target market and product. The first email in your sequence is a reminder that creates some kind of FOMO. This email ticks the psychological principle that your customer has forgotten something, not that you are trying to sell to them. You must include a photo of the product or products that they've abandoned with a small amount of text that seeds urgency. And remember to stick to your brand principles. Email 2. Up the FOMO email. Typically 24 to 48 hours after cart abandon. This email is similar to the first, except it focuses a lot more on FOMO. It is still a reminder and should include images of the items that they have abandoned, but must create a greater urgency to buy. The simplest and most commonly used tactic, because it works, is to tell the prospect that you have reserved the items in their cart, but due to demand, you can't hold them for much longer. You should include a cutoff time and make sure that you seed the idea that these items won't be available forever. Your email should imply that your prospect is on the verge of missing out unless they act immediately. Email 3. The incentive. 3 to 5 days after cart abandoned. If your first two emails don't do the trick, use an incentive. This could be something as simple as free shipping, a discount, a voucher, or referral code. Using an incentive is your last throw of the dice and the best way to ensure that you convert as many prospects as possible at the highest average value. Conclusion. Cart abandonment email sequences are fundamental to your success. Even if you convert at a higher than average level, you'll find these emails are a high revenue generating source. With as many as 7 out of 10 people abandoning their shopping carts, you're missing out on a lot of money. And your potential customers are missing out on the benefits of your products. If you dislike email marketing, just remember, many people will have taken the time away to consider the purchase. Don't miss out on this revenue stream just because you've had a bad experience in the past. And don't forget, once these emails are tested and set up, you'll never have to work on them again because they're automated. What do you think of the basic framework of the cart abandoned email sequence? Have you had any success in the past? Please leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. Our audience would love to hear your opinion. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.